Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And by the way, if you find yourself driving outside of the overly broad range of our AM-FM capability at WVNN, just know that it doesn't matter. No matter where you are in the world, you can still hear the show. So listen, all you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. That's our website. You can find out all kinds of things about the show. You can find the podcast versions. You can find, you know, bios on myself and Copper and things that we've written or whatever. But you can also find little things that says listen live. Click on listen live at rightsideradio.org. And like I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. And that's why we have so many listeners in so many places. And it's just crazy cool that we've got this show right now. Which, by the way, the ratings are indicating that this is the biggest news talk show in North Alabama's afternoons right now. But we got listeners in multiple states. We got people all over Alabama, and I'm loving that. And it's an honor to have this platform. I got a little note to myself. I've got a witness here in the studio with me that will witness that I have a little note to myself that says it's an honor to have this platform, and it's because of this audience. Hey, listen, got to tell you, too, about my friends over at Otter Creek Farm. Otter Creek Farm, if you've not been there or at least checked out their website, please do. I mean, that place is like an oasis in North Alabama is what I always say. It is so cool that it's been featured in Garden and Gun magazine. It is so good and high quality that Donald Trump Jr. came there just recently to stay overnight and do a hunt the next day. If you like wing shooting, pheasant and quail, they've got the guides, the guns, the dogs. But with all their manicured acreage and beautiful facilities, they've also turned it into a wedding destination. You can do corporate retreats there. I'm just saying, then the chefs there are amazing. Otter Creek Farm, their website is ottercreekfarmstead.com, ottercreekfarmstead.com. All right, listen, so I did the whole thing there on details, right? There's a lot of details. Copper, grab that mic there real quick. Let me ask you a question. So you heard me talking about details of my very first job at Chick-fil-A. Have I asked you on the air what your very first job was?
I don't remember, maybe.
Well, what was it?
It was babysitting, but first
okay,
first that one works. With like a W-2, I guess, would have been teaching swim lessons at the local pool.
Okay, so the actual W-2 job was teaching swim lessons.
Yes.
To kids, adults, what?
Kids.
Oh, that's I'm not sure which one would be harder to teach to the kids or the adults. But
definitely the kids.
So how long did you do were you a lifeguard or just an instructor?
I was a lifeguard later, but mostly just an instructor. I did that for a few years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have been, so how old were you then?
Oh, I was 15.
15, 16. Yep. So yeah. I've been working since I was 15 or 16, like almost nonstop. But that one I mentioned in there with Chick-fil-A, that was my first one. Right there, Parkway City Mall. We used to call it Parkway City Mall in Huntsville. And there are still things, I think I've said it on the air before, there are still things that I do in terms of details that I know for a fact came from working at Chick-fil-A. Like, if there's cash in my wallet, which usually there's not, but if there's cash in my wallet, it gets organized the same way because I had to organize the cashier drawers. You know, there's all kinds of detail, like rotating the stock on the shelves. I pay attention to expiration dates now. You know, just stuff like that. It's crazy what sinks in when you have a real job.
You know what sunk in most for me?
Yeah.
It's the amount that the government took in the taxes.
I thought you were headed towards a pun there. You were teaching swimming lessons and it sunk in.
Oh. So
pun. All right. Enough of that. No more dad jokes today. That's not good. But yeah, you're right. And I remember the first job out of college, Charlene and I were newlyweds. We got married in my latter stages of college. So I was still a student, and she was already getting out in the workforce right as I was still finishing up school. Anyway, I get my first post-college job, which was not a high-paying gig, by the way. Not at all. And got this paycheck, and we made reservations to go out to dinner to celebrate. And then when I saw the paycheck, I wasn't sure we should go out to dinner because Uncle Sam basically took my steak right there on the spot. But hey, listen, folks, when we get back from this next break, so we're going to dive into this first piece of the Triple Dipper, right? Triple Dipper today, number one, politics of race and gender. The politics of race and gender. And I've got a soundbite, and Copper, you can go ahead and get clip one ready because I'm going to be using that when we get back from the break. But David Webb, and if you're not familiar with David Webb, he's a nationally syndicated radio show host. He's also a Fox News contributor. I've got a piece that I pulled off of Fox News right here that David Webb is commenting on the fact in terms of the politics of race and gender, President Biden, if you recall, and I talked about it on the show yesterday, President Biden made comments back in the early stages of the Rittenhouse trial and the actual, you know, things that happened in Kenosha that led to the trial, the shootings and the riots and all of that. And he literally lumped Kyle Rittenhouse into the category of white supremacist. David Webb, if you're not familiar with him, is a black man himself. And he says that Biden is a race pimp. And he's got an audio soundbite that we'll listen to here in a minute. But basically, Joe Biden's been asked now, since he had the audacity to say that back in the day without proof, how does he feel now that a jury of peers has assessed the evidence and determined that Kyle Rittenhouse is not guilty and that race was nowhere in the trial? Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Apparently, President Biden is not willing to walk back his original statements. Oh, I guess that would mean he was wrong. You can't do that when you're in politics, right? Wrong. All right, folks, listen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming back right after this with the politics of race and gender. We'll be right back. News Talk 7 to 70 a.m., 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and yeah, just plain right. Hey, listen, thanks for being back with us. Going to move into the first part of the Triple Dipper today, politics of race and gender. The politics of race and gender. It's amazing to me how many people use and abuse the ideas of race or racism and gender or gender identity in today's modern politics. I mean, it's become like a tennis match, watching those things getting batted back and forth across the net. And so I'm going to go through some of this stuff and tell you some things that are happening out there in the news cycle. And I've got storylines from a multiple sources, but they're out there. And what I love, though, is when you find something that defeats the usual narrative, and I don't mean always in a right way. Like, for instance, I'm going to surprise you in a minute by showing you that it's not always the conservative viewpoint is not always touted by Republicans. Maybe that's not a surprise, but you know what I'm saying. There's a bill out there that is going to probably freak you out when I mention the fact that it's being carried by 21 Republicans. It's their bill. But hey, let's do this first of all. Copper, you got clip one ready? You still good to go on that? We're going to do a clip right here. Yeah, thank you. A clip by David Webb, a black syndicated national radio show talk host or radio talk show host who was on Fox talking about the fact, in terms of politics of race and gender, there's nowhere higher to start than the President of the United States. And most recently, he's been called out for the fact that he tried to claim Kyle Rittenhouse was a racist, and then when the evidence came back and it did not support that claim, he has not yet backed off his comments. Copper, go ahead and play clip one.
United States allows the white supremacist falsehood to more or less remain the official White House position?
Well, it says that Joe Biden is who he has been for the last five decades, Todd. This is a man who has played race. He has played not just the black community, but any community, any which way he needs for his benefit. Prior to that statement and in the official statement, when you look at it, what does he talk about? He says, people are angry and confused. He says, myself included. Then he talks about how he ran on bringing the country together, but he turns around and he actually, as you hear it there, he goes after the justice system. Both sides were heard fairly. The prosecutors presented their case, not very well. They were up against facts, not narrative. And as a result, Kyle Rittenhouse was found, rightfully so, by a jury, as our system works, innocent on all counts. But Biden needs to play the race game. You know, it's sad you have to say this about the President of the United States, but Biden has been a race pimp his entire political career, and he does it again, and he continues to do it. He launched his career with a lie about Trump in Charlottesville, from Charlottesville. He continues this lie. Why? Because it serves his political purposes.
Next, the media is so entrenched.
There you go. Stop it right there, Copper. There you go. 2 points in this. Number one is, he does this because it suits his political purposes. Now, I recognize that there are people who, at their core, believe things one way or the other about race. At my core, I believe that we're not systemically racist. Other people sometimes who call into the show believe that we are. But what drives me crazy is the constant use of race and gender for political purposes. And they bat that thing around like it is, like I said, like a tennis ball. Well, there's an article right here I'm looking at in National Review today. Rich Lowry published one, came out actually yesterday afternoon. And it's titled, Woke Racialism is a Clear and Present Danger to the American System. And I completely agree. I mean, so Rich Lowry on National Review here, he has this article and he talks about the fact that there are racial obsessions, oftentimes mostly in the left, that threaten longstanding legal norms in this nation. He goes on to talk about the fact that the logical endpoint, he says, of the obsession with race and the accompanying disdain for the protections afforded to defendants that are considered symbols of white power would be the overthrow of ancient American legal norms in the favor of a politicized kangaroo system of justice. Because did you hear the other point that David Webb said? That Biden, when he realized he could no longer keep the blame on the individual, Kyle Rittenhouse in that case, he immediately attacked the justice system. And if you haven't heard it, Vice President Kamala Harris did the same. Her response was, because keep in mind she was an attorney general, her response was, well, I spent a lot of time trying to bring equity into the justice system, and obviously there's more work left to be done. And then she turned around and walked away. You know, like, mic drop, I've just blamed it on the judicial system, the system that I worked in for years, the system where I was in the U.S. Senate and did nothing to try and change it. It's all corrupt. Let's blame it on the system. It's not a system problem. The system worked the way it was supposed to. The system saw an impartial presentation of the evidence presided over by a judge to a jury, and a man was found, in this case, innocent. It's amazing to me how they literally want to endanger the very institutions of this country by claiming that racism is everywhere. And Rich Lowry, I'll conclude with this in his article. He says, what woke progressives ultimately want is a justice system that looks more like the campus sexual assault tribunals, where the accused is presumed to be guilty based on his status, and the tried and true practices of our adversarial system have been discarded. He said, then Kyle Rittenhouse would not have stood a chance, and a righteous blow would have ostensibly been struck against white supremacy. Well, that's true. But that's not the way our system was designed by the founding fathers. Praise God. So, you know, when I look through doing my resourcing for the show today, one of the things that I could not help but find in National Review again, National Review was batting 1,000 today, y'all, but National Review had another article that was right on point with this topic for the Triple Dipper today. So I'm looking at the politics of race and gender. And if you're going to claim the system, Vice President Harris and President Biden, if you're going to claim the system, the judicial system, is corrupt and systemically racist, and there's not enough quote-unquote equity in the system, then you have to say, okay, well, that would mean that a person similarly situated but yet black or of another ethnic minority, as Kyle Rittenhouse, would not have stood a chance. Certainly not. This wouldn't work anywhere, no matter where you are. Yet, National Review, article came out yesterday afternoon. Title of it, dozens of examples, offer an answer to the, quote, what if Rittenhouse was black hypothetical. I don't like dealing in hypotheticals. I think that's a trap. But nonetheless, they do often in the press. Well, what if Kyle were black? He'd be dead right now. No, I don't think that's true. And when you begin to look at it, Amy Swearer, a legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, being cited here in the National Review article, she went all in. She went out and did research. Apparently, she had an epic Twitter thread, which I haven't seen yet, and I've got to find it. But she lists any number of times when similar situations in the judicial system recently found a black man to be innocent. One of them was on the very same day that Rittenhouse was declared not guilty. A black man from Florida named Andrew Coffey was also found innocent. Coffey shot and killed his girlfriend after he mistook the use of a flashbang grenade by police during a raid as gunfire and exchanged fire with the officers. In so doing, he shot his girlfriend. But nonetheless, in the trial, it was deemed to be self-defense, and he was found innocent. How about another case, Stephen Spencer of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania? He shot an unarmed white man during a physical confrontation, and he was acquitted on same self-defense grounds that kept Rittenhouse out of prison. Or how about this one? On Sunday, this past Sunday, a father and daughter duo made use of their own right to open carry, and they stood guard alongside the protest of the verdict. And per the New York Post, they themselves were considered to be defending property on the same night of the Rittenhouse shootings. So, folks, what I'm telling you is I do believe that while there may be racism in the world, that you cannot politicize race for your own purposes and claim things that aren't true if the facts bear it out otherwise. And then you got some great stuff out there, man. I mean, just I am loving the fact that Democrats are losing their hold. They're losing their hold on the black community, and they don't know what to do about it. Remember when Biden said, "Man, if you ain't voting for me, you ain't black." Well, that was wrong. That was such an insult to anyone with dark skin color because it implied they don't have the smarts to go out and choose their candidate for themselves. That they do what they're told to do and march along like you know, good little robots. No, it doesn't work that way. And then you got true evidence right now of what I just said. One of which is, I've really been admiring her from afar right now, is Winsome Sears, who's the new lieutenant governor of Virginia. And she's not afraid either, man. I mean, she's a former Marine. She's been through it. She's a naturalized citizen here in the United States, born in Jamaica. Winsome Sears went on CNN and took it head on when CNN's State of the Union tried to get her to say that critical race theory is not everything she's been saying it is. CNN host Dana Bash looked her right in the eye on the air and said, "You oppose critical race theory being taught in schools, which I should say is not part of Virginia's curriculum. So explain how you think race should be taught in Virginia public schools." And Sears went right after her. "I beg to differ," she said. "The CRT is not taught. It is part of the curriculum. It's weaved in and out of the curriculum. In fact, in 2015, former governor who was just defeated, McAuliffe, his state board of education, had information on how to teach it so it is weaved in." And she went on to talk about the fact that we need to teach American history, the good and the bad, but not try to politicize it and make it something that it's not. But then let's just play for a minute. You know, every once in a while, they say something and you think, did they really just say that out loud? Well, I've kind of heard this before, but it's mostly when you get into fringe discussions, which I guess maybe MSNBC is a fringe. Did I say that? I did. I use my outside words. Fringe, MSNBC, those two words can go together. But this I've never seen this source before. I found it this morning, but it's a guy named Jack Murphy, who I think I follow anyway, if it's the same Jack Murphy. He's a former Army Ranger. He's writing for a thing called the Neon Nettle. But he's just basically the title of it caught my attention. Ted Cruz blasts MSNBC for comparing Thanksgiving to white supremacy. Yes, you heard it. Turkey, dressing, sweet potatoes, pie, and racism. Senator Ted Cruz blasted the MSNBC network when it tied Thanksgiving to, quote, genocide and violence in an essay on The Real Story, which is an MSNBC feature. Yeah. So MSNBC sent out this tweet. Where was the tweet here? Yeah. MSNBC talks about the fact that instead of bringing stuffing and biscuits, the settlers brought nothing but genocide and violence, and that genocide and violence is still on the menu. Really? Ted Cruz tweets back, "Yeah, okay, so Thanksgiving sucks. Come for the lies and stay for the anti-American hate, MSNBC." Folks, that's when you're having to craft the narrative for yourself. That's when you're politicizing something that is actually not there. And, you know, we've got, it's woke lunacy when you get down to it. But it doesn't stop there. And when we get back from this break, go ahead and copper, you can just move us towards that break now. But we get back from this break, though. I teased you with this a while ago. It ain't all liberals, y'all. Well, then again, let me say this. It ain't all Democrats. How about that? Because I've got a bill right here in my hand, another article from National Review, talking about 21 House Republicans and what they're doing trying to create in the law rights for transgenders that go way beyond anything we would have ever imagined. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, you hear us doing our advertising for our team members. We call them our team members. They're really on our team. When we advertise our team, if you want to be an advertiser on this show, we got a little bit of space left. Just know that all you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org, and on the contact tab, there's a place where you can contact us, or you can just get the information for how to contact Bobby. Bobby will square you away on an ad. We do have a little space left. Love to have you. Speaking of which, one of our team members I got to tell you about right now is ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, and by the way, every one of these that I advertise when I do them personally like this is because I do know them and I'm able to speak to them directly. So ZLA Solutions, they fall in that category. I've known these folks for a while. Good, solid people. Was talking to them even yesterday. And so ZLA Solutions, what they do is they put people and jobs together. If you're looking for work right now, just go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got great jobs posted all over North Alabama. But if you're an employer who's also looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, they will square you away. They can do all the recruiting, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They can do the recruiting. They can do the background checks, the drug testing. And folks, I'm just telling you, ZLA Solutions is putting people back to work all over the state. Check them out, ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLAUSA.com. All right, so I told you I got a story in my hands, and I do. You know, I kind of went into this thing because we are indeed solid conservative and just plain right, right? So I kind of went into this thing thinking, all right, I'm going to find all this wokeness out there. I'm going to find all these liberal progressives and, you know, and Democrats that try to claim they're moderates, but they're really liberals, and all the race and gender is going to come from their side of the aisle. And then I couldn't help but notice there was a storyline that came out yesterday, actually came out 2 days ago. National Review again, because like I said, National Review is batting 1,000 today with me. A lot of my storylines have come straight off of National Review. By the way, those are great thinking articles. I mean, those are the kind that make you go, hmm. And they put a lot of detail in what they've done. Title of the article. You ready? 21 House Republicans wave the pink and blue flag. Yep. 21 House Republicans wave the pink and blue flag. All right. Starts off by pointing out, same thing I have, that the ongoing controversy about the meaning of gender is not an abstract issue, that, you know, it's becoming quite a thing. Even though less than 1% of Americans identify as transgender, it's become like all the rage right now to politicize whether it be race or gender identity issues in politics. And powerful activist groups are out there, by the way. If you're not familiar with it, here's a term for you, SOGI, all right? They call these sexual orientation gender identity issues, SOGI, S-O-G-I. And so powerful activist groups out there are working really, really hard to make a federally protected class under civil rights laws related to gender identity. Folks, that is going to put things, so that would mean that because you have elected a lifestyle of transgenderism, that you're going to be afforded the same level of protections of those who are protected for race or color or national origin or religion or sex, or, you know, what they're doing is creating what's called a protected class in the law. Absolutely not. If you think the transgender movement is activist now, wait until they have something in their hands that says, I can go after you now legally, and they will. So why, the article asks, would 21 House Republicans want to help make that happen? Well, I didn't bother getting all their names because there's 21 of them. 21 members of the House GOP are pushing forward with an effort right now to write SOGI into the civil rights law. They call it the Fairness for All Act, FFAA, the Fairness for All Act. Look it up, Fairness for All Act. It's an all-Republican bill. All Republican, that would make SOGI a federally protected class in return for certain right to discriminate carve-outs for dissenting religious institutions. Now, here's what they're doing. The two proponents, the main proponents for this are Representative Chris Stewart of Utah. Wow, did I run out of time already, Copper? Wow. All right, we're going to come back at the top of the break, and I'm going to finish this up because I ran right through that one. But I got to tell you the rest of the story because it is unbelievable. That one got away from me. But folks, I'm just telling you, it's on both sides of the aisle, and I'm going to finish that up when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.